This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Imagine this. People say to the pastor, "Pray that the Lord your God will tell us where we should go and what we should do." The pastor responds, "I have heard you. I will certainly pray to the Lord your God as you have requested. I will tell you everything the Lord says and will keep nothing back from you." Then the people say, "Whether it is favorable or unfavorable, we will obey the Lord our God to whom we are sending you, so that it will go well with us, for we will obey the Lord our God." If people and pastor followed through on their commitment, only God knows what the result would be. But if, after the pastor seeks God, gets a message from God, and delivers it, the people reject it, accusing him of lying and rebel against God, what do you think would happen? Read Jeremiah 42 through 45 to see what happened to Israel. They encouraged Jeremiah to get God's message and promised to obey it, but they already had imagined what they wanted to do. When God's message conflicted with their intentions, they forgot their promise and rebelled. God's response was severe judgment. The focus of these chapters is how not to live as God's people. Amplify this focus by noting they promised what they didn't intend to do, they encouraged their leaders to do what they didn't intend to support, and they rebelled against their leader's initiative and then falsely accused him. If we do the same, we can expect God's judgment as well. Now, that's not the only message in Jeremiah, so keep on with us as we read it through so that we benefit from God's word.